Blog Talk Radio.
My dreams will get shot
down, I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
The love of the shepherd, who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no rules to this.
No rules
when you fall in a kiss, we find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between,
caught in between.
And who can be mean? I gotta choose one, but with two it's more fun.
But it's for not the one.
Yeah.
a cappella version, the instrumental version, and I can't wait to hear new remixes of Ménage à Trois by Austin Brown. You all have a blast, those of you that are in Austin at the South by Southwest Festival, especially on tomorrow when Austin Brown takes the stage. So you all take pictures and video and everything, okay? I was checking that Ustream yesterday, the South by Southwest Festival channels. Awesome. So you all keep having fun in Austin. Wish I was there. And before that, of course, you heard the intro song by my wonderful, wonderful friend, Mars Mills, native Texan, but lives in Chi-Town right now. Happy Manic Monday. You're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I am your friend for life, Beth. So just thank you, my friends worldwide, my listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports worldwide. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I mean, I was checking out the views earlier, and I was like baffled. If I wasn't mistaken, my views have exceeded, the profile views of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports has exceeded 46 views. Awesome. So thank you so much for your support, continued feedback. Thank you for those who have appeared on the show. Those of you who have guest co-hosts with me, my friends that live in, friends, you know, one friend I grew up with, another friend I've been friends with for like 23 years, Ridge Roughneck, and also, you can find them on Facebook at Reggie Ruffin, and also, there's a picture here with his daughter, and then also with my friend Mike That Dude Smith. So hopefully Mike will return for this for the anniversary show. And also, it's March Madness. If you all been listening to the show since the premiere, Mike, That Dude Smith, and I had a blast with predicting who would win March Madness games. So shout out to everyone who loved March Madness games. And also, today's topic is a continuation from last Monday's broadcast topic, and that is emotional eating. So I'm not going to try to fit so much. There's so much to talk about today. But I've scheduled a show for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday for my beautiful state known as the Hospitality State. You all didn't know that? Mississippi is the Hospitality State and the Magnolia State, because magnolias, that's the state flower, and magnolias are rampant everywhere. And we're known as the Hospitality State because of the Southern hospitality here, you know, in the Deep South. But I'm sure, I guess you other states say, hey, we have hospitality also, but we're called the Hospitality State, State of Mississippi. So tomorrow, Super Tuesday tomorrow, GOP presidential primaries will be held tomorrow along with other GOP and other primaries will be held also, because on my door, yesterday found a Benny Thompson campaign flyer. And so best wishes to all candidates whom are seeking election and re-election tomorrow on Tuesday. But I definitely will be voting in the GOP primaries tomorrow. But like I said, we have I have a show scheduled for tomorrow for Super Tuesday. And also, I was prepared to come on air at 5:30 this morning, but for some reason the show was scheduled for 6:30. And I know some of you don't mind that, because some say 5:30, that's too early. But it's morning here in the States, but in other parts of the world, it's afternoon and nighttime. In some countries, this is like late night radio, internet radio. But we have about 12 more minutes of live streaming. And if I see fit, or if someone calls, the number is 714-409-0614, will exceed the live streaming time limit. And next Monday, I plan to start the two-hour segment, you know, trying out the 30-day deal. And if the response is good, I'll continue. If not, you all prefer the 30-minute episodes, then I'll just revert back to the 30-minute episodes, which has been a blast. Hello?
Hello. Thank you so much. My friends are in the chat room, and I'm loving it. So that's great. Thank you so much for the compliment. So we're having a morning party, a Manic Monday party. But the GOP candidates have been just going from Mississippi to Alabama, and Satorum in Kansas, right, because he won Kansas, I believe. Mitt Romney is leading in the state of Mississippi, believe it. And I think Santorum and Gingrich are, like, close in Alabama. Ron Paul, we haven't heard anything about him coming to the state of Mississippi. Maybe he'll surprise us on tomorrow. It kind of surprises me, though. Gingrich came back and attended church in the beautiful town, city of Brandon, Mississippi. Love Brandon. That is where my son, who died right after birth in 88, is buried in Brandon. And I love my friends in Brandon, but he attended church there. Mitt Romney spent time in Florence, which is very important to me and to my childhood. I talk about Georgetown being my root. My family, my mother and her brothers and sisters all were born in Florence, Mississippi. Florence, Mississippi is a beautiful, beautiful town south of Jackson, Mississippi. And Mitt Romney spent time there yesterday at a local business and just been having a blast. So tomorrow I'm going to talk more about politics, and I've been having some interesting on and offline discussions regarding politics. So I'm going to share some of those conversations and my responses with you all. Some of you already know my responses and so on, but they're positive stories. They're not negative. Just, you know, something to talk about. Hello. Wow. My guests are just having a blast in here. Okay. Even poetry and so on. Wait a second. This is amazing. Oh, this is, that's so wonderful. my friends in the chat room are just a blast. I wonder if I could read it, this poem. Poets, you all know I'm a poet also and a writer, and I want to share this poem. So I want to ask them permission first. with a chat room visitor but thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all are in the chat room. I'm multitasking, you all can imagine. Looking at notes, chatting in the chat room, and trying to give you all any air, just blank air. Okay, B. Bob said it's okay for me to share a poem that he just shared with me. If kisses were water, I would give you the seas. If hugs were leaves, I will give you. I will give you the sea. If kisses were water, I would give you the seas. If hugs were leaves, I would give you the forest. If friendship was life, I would give you mine. Quite simply, I love you. I love you, too. You're going to make tears come out of my eyes. Wow. Wow. Okay. Nice meeting all my friends in the chat room. Wow. You all know how I am. But today is speaking of Mitt Romney, today is his birthday. Happy birthday to Mitt Romney. And I'm not going to tell you all in the 8 a.m. who I'm voting for. I have been telling you all who I've been leaning towards. All the candidates have good points.
And we might be looking at our president and our vice president candidates, GOP candidates, up in this. So it's just amazing. So we don't know who it, I know the media all around have been asking all of them if they were the nominees, who would they choose. But we'll talk all about politics tomorrow. And so having a blast in the chat room. And remember, the number is 714-409-0614. Shout out to my friend, Miss Sheila Diva Ramsey, who's in New York, having a blast. Oh, they chose one person, and Sheila was not that person, but she's very optimistic, and she loved the experience of auditioning for The Voice. She performed Whitney Houston's first release, I Give Good Love, right? And I know she just blasted, because, you know, Miss Sheila is fantastic. She said everybody in her group were just super, super, super talented, and not just can sing, but can sing when you can, you know, S-A-N-G. So congrats to her for just the experience alone and being optimistic. And you never know, I told her, you never know. They might give you a call back anyway. You know how things happen. And the other day, I'm going to share with you also, I got an email from X Factor, I received an email from either X Factor or America, AGT, I mean America Got Talent. That's why I said got, regarding their itinerary for auditions. I think it was from X Factor because I know they're doing online. You can visit their website also. But I checked out the schedule of their itinerary for auditions. But we have 4 more minutes, and I need to talk of live streaming, and I need to talk about emotional eating, and also wish other celebrities and all my Facebook friends and online friends and real life friends and those of you listening a happy birthday if today is your birthday or if you're celebrating a birthday this week. But also it's Andrew Young's birthday, civil rights leader, politician. He's 80. That's my mother's age. Barbara Feldon, actress, 79, of Get Smart. Al Jarreau is 72, R&B jazz singer. Liza Minnelli is 66. U.S. State Senator, Democrat of North Dakota, Kent Conrad, is 64. James Taylor, 64, is a singer-songwriter. You know JSU standout, also played minor leagues before going professional here in Jackson. I remember he was one of my favorites Eric Earhart is 44. Some people don't realize that Daryl Strawberry is from Mississippi. From Mississippi. And highlights in history today. You all know I'd love to get my info from the Dallas newsletter. A lot of history happened. I've posted on Facebook also. On March 12, 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt the first radio fireside chance telling Americans what was being done to deal with the nation's economic crisis. In 1862, Ulysses Grant was promoted to the rank of General-in-Chief of the Union Armies in the Civil War by President Abraham Lincoln. Now, Abraham Lincoln was Republican, right? And he's the president that was in office when the slaves were free, right? Okay. Because I mentioned to one of my relatives I need to go vote on the GOP primaries tomorrow. The relative stated, "You're just taking us back to slavery time." And I was like, well, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Republican Party which freed the slaves. Am I right or wrong? Okay. Also, 1912, the Girl Guide, the forerunner of the Girl Scouts of America, was founded. And one of my favorite cartoons, 1951, the cartoon Dennis the Menace by Hank Ketchman made its syndicated debut in 16 newspapers. Wow. Rock musician Paul McCartney of the Beatles married Linda Easton. This goes on and on, but you can check it out on my Facebook page if you're not in Dallas or don't get the Dallas news. But have a minute, and the remainder of the show will be talking about emotional eating. And last week, I talked about check out Megan Gilroy's YouTube channel where they talk about not dieting and in tour. Plus, I discussed this different, just what is emotional eating, some information I had got research from Carol Rosen Emotional Eating Facebook page. But there's many types of weird eating. You all can stay in the chat room. I'm going to be on air for another 10 to 15 minutes. So the chat room will remain open. I know it's getting close to the show to end, but stay in. And there's just so many things to discuss. So we'll be discussing different topics just in the near future. And it would be great since the episodes will transform into two-hour shows. But it's time for live streaming. Have a blessed Monday. But like I said, there's other unhealthy ways of eating, like anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder, compulsive overeating, purging disorder, night eating syndrome. But we're talking about overeating, also emotional eating today. And by the way, today is my second day of being part of the Jorge Cruz 3-day challenge. I have a couple of his books also, but I was checking out his website and checking out his YouTube channel and checking out his Facebook pages, and he has this challenge called a 3-day challenge to work on that belly fat. And so today is my second day, so I keep sharing that info with you and my progression with that. And also, like I said, I purchased a couple of his books a few years back, and you all are familiar with Jorge Cruz. He's on most of the popular shows, from Rachel Ray to Dr. Oz, because he really works well with Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is the person that helped him lose 40 pounds, but I just wanted to mention that to you all. And while Sheila worked out with Ty Mock up in New York City on Saturday, and I visit his website, dynasty8.com. Wow. When I start just obeying some of his advice back 2007, 2008, I mean, because he pretty much says lay off the white stuff, lay off the bread, replace certain foods like white rice with couscous, and so on. And my body just started transforming when I obeyed just a little bit of his advice. And one thing about Jorge's advice, I like how he teaches. I'm addicted to sugar. Sugar is my guilty pleasure. And he teaches one to stay away from sugar, especially hidden sugars. Because sometimes we think we can be eating something healthy, but really it's loaded with hidden sugars. So that's one thing that I love about his teachings, of being a person that's addicted to sugar pretty much, and to not only rid yourself of the sugars, the obvious sugars, but also be aware of foods that you think are healthy but are loaded with hidden sugars. So that's what I love. So definitely be talking more, and you all please share your healthy living tips with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and the listening audience. But I was checking out the website MedicineNet, and I've tweeted and I've posted on Facebook interesting information from that website. And it's about weight loss. It's medicine.net. It's medicinenet.com. And it's about weight loss and emotional eating and ways that one can identify eating triggers and how to break habits of eating unhealthy. And one thing about it, you have to really realize, and to me, really realize that you're a emotional eater. And so I'm going to share some of this with you, and this is from medicinenet.com. And also on Twitter and Facebook, I shared an article from the Mayo Clinic up in Minnesota also. But the question is asked, how can I identify eating triggers, and how do I break myself of the overeating habits? But like I said, you have to first realize, because I'm one, I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm an overeater, but I have realized that I have been an overeater or eating unhealthy. And I am a person that knows how to eat healthy. I've ate healthy ever since I was a little kid. I've had trouble. I had the worst trouble. Just because you're thin, I had the worst trouble gaining weight. So I think, you know, I feel for those that are trying to gain weight, because it was a struggle for me to gain weight. And that's one reason how I got overweight, because I had been working so hard on gaining weight. And then also, I must admit, emotional and stressful situations, dealing with love relationships, failed my second marriage especially, family disagreements, abusive situations, just going through living a comfortable middle-class life and then struggling, wanting my businesses to grow, you know, just different things, educational things, getting the no's and the rejections when I was always used to getting the yeses. And then just when you're dealing with other people, you know, just dealing with situations, and then not to mention things from within. So I don't think I was a big time emotional eater, but I do admit that some emotional situations had affected me. Just looking and thinking, because I'm one that's always loved psychology. And because if I had got my bachelor's degree, the next step I wanted was my master's in industrial psychology. So I've loved the art of psychology. So so you wonder what makes one tick. And so just thinking about what makes us do things and keeping documenting when and why you do certain things is so important. And that's a way to prevent things not just emotional eating and overeating, but just different things within our lives. But you'll hear more of that as I talk through this article from medicinenet.com. Like I said, it states, how can I identify eating? And also, happy occasions can make you eat, as I would discuss in this situation. There are different types of emotions. We have happy emotions and not so happy emotions. So people are emotional eaters for different reasons. You know, some people just, hey, I feel happy, let me eat more. So it's not just bouts with certain emotional, like negative emotional situations. Sometimes it's good emotional situations that encourages us to eat more or to eat unhealthily. But how can I identify eating triggers? How do I break myself from the overeating habits? Emotional eating is the practice of consuming large quantities of food, usually comfort or junk foods. And comfort foods are, you all know about Southern cooking, comfort foods are very popular. I know comfort foods are popular all around the world, but Mississippi comfort foods are very rich in so many things. Sugars and creams and just everything that is just simple when it comes to good eating. In response to feelings instead of hunger, experts estimate that 75% of overeating is caused by emotions. That's what it states in this article at medicinenet.com. And you all can check it out on my Twitter feed and also on Facebook. Many of us learn that food can bring comfort, at least in the short term. As a result, we often turn to food to heal emotional problems. Eating becomes a habit, preventing us from learning skills that can effectively resolve our emotional distress. Depression, boredom, loneliness, chronic anger, anxiety, frustration. I must admit, I have been I'm not a sad person or a depressed person, because to be honest, I'm happy that the Lord even blessed me to see the day. But I do experience bouts of loneliness, but I experienced bouts of loneliness when I'm around a bunch of people in the past. Now I'm living like my life, spiritually, I feel so fulfilled and so happy, honestly. But in the past, when you try to just be a bunch of people and just in a crowd of people just looking polished and looking good, I felt lonely with a bunch of people. So I guess throughout the years, loneliness might have had something to do with it also. Chronic anger, anxiety, frustration, stress problems with interpersonal relationships, and poor self-esteem. I've always had pretty good self-esteem. Can result in overeating and unwanted weight gain. By identifying what triggers our eating, we can substitute more appropriate techniques to manage our emotional problems and take food and weight gain out of the equation. So that's important to realize. It's something that a lot of us know. How can I identify eating triggers? Situations and emotions that trigger us to eat fall into five main categories. The first category is social. Eating when around other people, for example, excessive eating can result from being encouraged by others. And, for example, happy occasions by others to eat, eating to fit in, arguing, or feelings of inadequacy around other people. I mean, because, it's a custom, like, here, eat, get your fish, your plate, or here's a plate for you, or here, people, we like to meet and greet. You all saw the other day when Mitt Romney appeared early morning here in Jackson, how he was so excited that he had grits and biscuits. We like to encourage others to eat, and that's like an everyday thing, part of our culture, to offer people to eat. to eat good food. And so sometimes you have to say no. And I'm going to talk more about that also. I think it's just wonderful that he's having a great time down here in the Deep South. I think it's wonderful. Down to earth. So it's pretty cool. I'm going to quickly tell this story. One of my best male Facebook male friends was like asking me if I was offended by, I'm just going to get off of this topic for a second, if I was offended by Mitt Romney saying y'all and eating biscuits and grits. And I was like, no way I'm not offended. You know, why would I be offended? That's part of our culture. Even I'm a proponent of people speaking proper English, but y'all is part of our southern dialect. That's one reason why, over on the air I say y'all, and communicating online I say y'all. But that is part of our dialect, and no way was I offended. And I haven't heard anybody on local media or anybody else say that they were offended, because it's part of our culture, and it is like a rite of passage here in the Deep South. Well, I can only speak for Mississippi, but for people, but also the Deep South, for people to try southern foods, and especially biscuits and grits. Grits are a staple down here. And I know some of you in other parts of the country say, well, I eat grits, but, it's a staple here. And biscuits, and no telling what else he's been offered to eat. But I think it's a blast that he's getting used to things. So no way was I offended. What I stated back to my Facebook friend, one of my BFF's Facebook friends, was that I do get offended when people that haven't been to the South, know nothing about the South, stereotype Southerners as being slow and ignorant. I do get offended by that. But no way. That's like if I go to Philadelphia, I want me a steak sandwich. You know, it's like if I go to New York, I want to go to Coney Island and get a hot dog or something. You know, if you go to New Orleans, rite of passage, you need, if you're a drinker, drink you a hurricane, eat you some beignets. You know, that's pretty much a comparison to coming here. You know, so I think that was pretty cool. You know, that he's sharing it with the world also, that he had him some cheesy grits and a biscuit, and no telling what else he would tell you all of it when he goes. Like, obviously, he's going to keep coming down here, so just no telling what else he would be offered to eat. I'm just telling y'all. But we have about 49 seconds. So other triggers are emotional triggers, situational triggers, thoughts and physiology triggers like eating. I'm getting tongue-tied, and I'm looking at the time because it's time for the show to conclude. Eating in response to physical cues, like your increased hunger due to skipping meals and so on. But just have to learn how to break yourself of certain habits, and it's important to document your habits and develop alternatives to eating. And that's by just doing other things like reading a book or jogging or deep breathing. But the show is about to conclude, and we would definitely talk more on the subject. Remember, next Monday, more than likely the show would be a two-hour episode, and we'll talk more about healthy living and having living healthy living.